Good morning. My guest this morning is Dr. Rodney Jackson, and he is going to be talking about the Himalayan snow leopard, the ghost cat of the Himalayas. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning. Thank you very much, Roland, for inviting me today.
Anytime. The ghost cat of the Himalayas. How did you get interested in this animal?
I would never have imagined that I would end up spending my entire 40-year career studying the cat. I grew up in Zimbabwe, and I always wanted to study wildlife, and where better to study than Africa?
Right, right.
But I came to the U.S., University of California, to get a degree, and during that time I happened to pick up National Geographic that had the first photographs of snow leopards. And I was just so captivated by such a beautiful animal that I wanted to go and see one. I visited Nepal, and, of course, my life changed because I'd never saw a cat, but I realized it was under serious threat from poachers, from villages that were, you know, considered it a pest.
Your thing here says that the remaining world population is under 10,000.
It's probably somewhat under 10, although we don't really know for sure.
Right, yes.
It's a very cryptic animal. You could walk 10 yards away from it and not see it. So for biologists to get a good count across its vast range, it's in 12 countries, the roof of the world, is very difficult.
Right.
We think they are probably somewhere between about 4,000 and 7,000.
How did you manage to study them and find out the facts that you needed about them because they are so elusive?
Using modern tools, now this is 40 years ago, in the 80s, the one tool that was really available were radio collars that you put on the cat and you could track them through the signals.
Yeah.
You would get directions and you could look in the area and you maybe spot the cat, maybe you wouldn't, but most importantly, you would find out how far it moved each day, when it made its kills, how often, all vital information for protecting the animal, for understanding its ecology.
What are they like? What's their personality?
They are, I think, certainly one of the shyest cats in the world, one of the most beautiful. And they will always see you before you see them. They love to sit up on high ridges and just look down. They're looking for prey, wild goats and sheep, of course. And any movement they'll pick up immediately.
Do they have any propensity toward being man-eaters?
Not at all. There's no validated record, to my knowledge, of a snow leopard killing a human being anywhere, unlike leopards or tigers. They're a solitary animal, but very social because they will mark and scent spray in their environment, which, you know, communicating with other snow leopards so that they can space themselves out in an area where there's not a lot of food.
Do they ever allow themselves to be tamed?
Yes and no. And in fact, we will be having another event in the beginning of February that has a snow leopard called Bhutan. And one can, in captivity, observe these animals, and they become ambassador animals.
Oh, wonderful. You'll have to come back and do an interview about this appearance, too.
I would love to do that. Thank
Great.
You.
Have you appeared regularly with doing the presentation you're doing on January 21st?
Not so much recently. I've been working a lot overseas with local communities, and that's a core of my work, and the focus of the Snow Leopard Conservancy is to encourage local livestock owners to become stewards of snow leopards. And the threat we have to overcome, of course, is that these people live on the poverty line. Their annual income is probably only $400 a year. The livestock is their cash in the bank, essentially. And when a snow leopard or even a wolf comes along and kills 10 to 20 or 30 sheep and goats and maybe a yak in one night, it's the whole bank account's gone.
Wow.
So no wonder they, you know, have negative feelings.
Exactly. Well, thanks for coming in, Doctor. Let's tell people that Conserving the Ghost Cat of the Himalayas and Beyond will be at the First United Methodist Church in Santa Rosa on Monday, January 21st, starting at 7 p.m. Thanks again, Doctor. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.